Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorp, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, and My Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Medendorp. I'm here with Dennis Kuhn and my other guest. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he's back.
He is
Jim's
back.
Here. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 395-1450. How are you this morning, Tim?
Oh, I'm great. How about you, Tom?
I'm doing awesome.
It's the time of year. Life is great. It's what I waited for the last, well, since January. It's back.
He's all excited.
I am.
Giddy.
Oh, it's perfect.
How are you, Dennis?
I'm great. I'm just like Tim. I was just...
Oh, I thought you were just telling me what you were like, not how you felt.
I was just all excited, too, this whole summer, you know. My son's been... he got a new muzzle loader, and he's been practicing shooting and stuff like that. So we went out this weekend.
I wish you could show the picture.
I just keep staring at it. It's probably the coolest picture I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That smile.
He's so excited. It's seven miles long.
That's awesome.
For the listeners, Dennis Kuhn, his son Tyler. Dennis has been on here before to tell us about Tyler's success with hunting. Tyler has autism.
That's right.
And he went out last year and got his first deer with a crossbow.
That's correct.
And that was a doe.
That's correct.
This year, during youth season, this was this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
Tyler shot his first buck.
That's right.
With a muzzleloader.
Yes, he was just jazzed. He was jumping up and down.
Oh, I can imagine. It's always exciting to see Tyler because he remembers exactly who I am.
And he
talks to me. And I saw you guys by Windmill that one morning.
Yes.
By Wooden Shoe, I should say.
Yes.
Windmill's downtown. Wooden Shoe's over there. Wooden Shoe. And he's such a great kid. And he loves doing this. It's something that he can enjoy.
Yes.
And I bet you enjoy it too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Going with him.
It was so funny. The morning we went out, it was Saturday. We had seen all those, and then we went out Sunday morning and got out in the blind, 2-man stand, and it's got a cover on it. So we zipper open the windows, and then he got set up and. Sure enough, man, within about 15 minutes, two deer came by, and they're probably, I'm just guessing, 60 to 70 yards away, and they were eating apples, and they were kind of behind some pine trees, and I saw some horns, and I told Tyler that, so he got jazzed, and he's looking out that way, and I go, well, let's, because it was an angle, and he's left-handed, so he had to swing his gun around, right in front of me at an angle, and I'm looking at the deer. And I says, do you see it? Yes, I do, Dad. Now, Tyler, with autism, sometimes he has a pause when you ask him a question.
Uh-huh.
It takes him 15 to 45 seconds to respond, to process it and respond.
Yep.
So sometimes, as a dad, I ask him a question. He doesn't respond right away. I'm thinking, he's not listening. So I'm sitting there. I go, you see the deer? Yeah, I see the deer. And he starts looking through the scope, and I go, do you see it now? He goes, no, not yet. And I go, well, wait just a second. And he moved around a little bit, and he could see the horns. How about now? He goes, oh, yeah, I see him now. I says, all right. And then the deer steps out into the shooting lane and just stands there. And I says, do you have him? No answer. I go, Tyler, can you see the deer? No answer. Tyler, do you have the vitals? Boom!
And all this time he's thinking, Dad, be quiet.
That's right. That's what he told me afterwards. He says, I was just concentrating, Dad. I was focusing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Boy, he put a perfect shot on that deer.
Oh, he did, yeah. Like I said, it's we gutted it, and it went right through one of the lungs, and it missed the heart by just inches.
Hey.
And
perfect.
It's just, I was amazed. Yeah.
That's you know, just the smile on his face.
Yeah.
And like we were talking this morning when we came in, it's tough to say, but the youth season's behind us, and that's my favorite time of the year.
It's kind of a bummer.
Oh, it is.
Over with.
You know what?
Yeah.
But we can still bring them all year, and I hope people understand that.
Yeah.
If you know a child,
if
you know a child that has the interest in hunting, hasn't, pick them up, take their parents with you too, show them, teach them. I mean, to see, and like what Tom said, I wish people could see that picture right now.
Oh yeah.
That would put somebody into the sport. I'll guarantee it.
I wish I had a video of it. He was literally jumping up and down in the tree stand, the ladder stand.
Yep.
He was so jazzed. And he's such a great kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, then maybe we should have had Jimmy go along with Dennis.
I hope.
He can only be in one place at a time.
That's true. And we had fun.
Because that was an exciting weekend last weekend for Jimmy.
Yep.
And for you.
And for me. Yep. We had, we took the Michigan Out of Doors crew out on my farms down in Allegan and put a bunch of youth together to go out to go hunt. We did the deer camp and everything down on my cottage on Hutchins Lake in Fenville. And Jimmy and his daughter went up into one of my blinds and she was able to harvest her first deer Saturday morning.
Nice.
And she did real good. And I heard the gunshot come, you know, running right out with the quad because he texted me, doe down. And I said, sweet, I'm coming. And by the time I got there, they were already out of the stand heading to her. And
wow.
And it was, she came up to me and we high-fived and hugged. And, you know, she says, Dad's shaking worse than I am. I said, yeah, I can imagine, you know. But so she was able to harvest a beautiful little button buck out of there. And I'll tell you what, as of that second, that was the best hunt. And I wasn't even sitting in the blind with them.
Yes.
I wanted to, but I started feeling sick in the morning. I said, I got to bail. You know, I actually had to walk out of the woods that morning because I just wasn't feeling good. And but then that night I went out with one of Troy Spooner's sons, Chase, and we were sitting up in the blind just having a blast. We kicked out. We figured, well, we'll go in about 6 o'clock, you know, only give them a couple hours sit so we're not sitting for 10 hours. Well, that was a mistake. Walking in, we kicked out two does.
Yes.
And then I got to this huge, we call it a super fortress. Marv, who owns the farm, built himself a portable log mill, and he'll drag it around with his little skid steer.
Wow.
And all the deadfall and trees that had just fallen because of the wind, he'd cut up, and we built about a 15-foot elevated blind out of it, and it looks like a log cabin. Just beautiful.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so right outside of that is an apple tree, and then we put a food plot in, and it's all swamp bottom surrounded by cornfields. Just perfect place.
It is.
That's where Jimmy Gretzinger's daughter shot her deer that morning. So we get there. I kick two out of the field walking in, kick two out of the apple tree, and I said to Chase, I said, well, here, you give me your gun. Let me get up in the blind, get everything so you can just climb up. Got halfway up, and I look 40 yards away, and there's an 8-point standing there.
Oh, goodness.
And I look down at him, and I'm whispering, there's a buck. There's a buck. Well, because of the, you know, being just early fall, all the weeds and foliage are so high in the woods,
he
couldn't see it.
Couldn't see it.
Oh, God.
And I'm trying to figure a way, okay, I can get the gun back down to him, and this buck wasn't looking at me or nothing. And he just kind of walked away, and I start climbing a little more, and his twin 8 came out behind him.
No kidding.
I thought, you got to be kidding me. And, yep, they kind
of
played around. We didn't get in the blind till 6:30, 6:45, because we couldn't move. You know, they were going to come back. And one of them happened to come back that night, and we got a good video of it. And Chase, just calm and cool as could be. And I said, all right, you ready to take the shot? And he says, yeah. And all of a sudden, I felt that blind just starting to shake. And I said, hey, bud, take a deep breath. And he did, and he got the shot off, but we did not connect with it. That happens. Yep. And I tell you what, that was a night to remember out of that. And then we had some, his younger brother missed a doe the next morning. We had three good bucks come in Sunday morning and couldn't connect with those either. We couldn't get the shots. They were walking through that thick swamp bottom. And every time I had the camera, because we're going to, everything went on to video for this Thursday's Michigan Out of Doors.
Okay.
So they're going to show us this Thursday, so everybody should tune into that. And 8 o'clock on Thursday, but every time that I could get it on camera, he couldn't see it. Every time that he could see it, I didn't have it on camera. And by the time I said, you know what, bud, this is your first buck, just shoot him, it was too late. All of a sudden, they were there and gone.
Yeah.
And we found out later on that they bedded down right there and we couldn't see it.
Wow. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westenbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westenbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store, check them out on your computer at westenbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. Exciting stories from the youth weekend.
Oh, unbelievable.
It's awesome.
Keep taking them youth out and keep taking the new hunters out.
Yeah. Anybody who's never done it, taken a youth out before, or somebody new, take them out. And it doesn't have to just be deer hunting.
Yeah.
No. You can take them out rabbit hunting. You can take them out squirrel hunting. I mean, whatever your passion is, take them out and have them experience it.
Yep.
You know, and I just want to say something real quick, too. If you have a...
We don't want you to.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, because this is important. Otherwise, I'd be rude to you.
Okay.
If you have a youth or a first-time hunter that really has an interest in hunting and you don't have the ability to, or you know, if you're not a hunter and your child wants to, stop at the store. Josh Techity and Troy Spooner and myself, we've kind of sat down and talked, and we want to get more people, especially the youth, into the outdoors. Stop by and we'll make sure that we can get them on a hunt or two and try to at least show them some animals walking in the woods. And we've just, you know, like what I said to you, Tom, before we came back from break, is I, you know, I'm more than willing to donate my whole season to youth and new people into the outdoors, because that, you know, getting to see somebody else pull the trigger is twice as fun as me doing it.
Yeah, Tim, I'll throw in a pitch too, that put that out there for special need kids.
Absolutely.
You know? Because you, as a experienced hunter, can take out the special need kids too.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just awesome.
It's there's nothing better. Nothing better. And that,
and speaking
that
of
just
kids,
makes my year.
Speaking of kids, Tyler's on the line.
All right.
Tyler, how are you this morning?
Well, Mr. Mendendor, am I glad to hear you this morning.
Well,
see, by the way, I bet you heard of the buck I got this week. It's like, oh yeah, bro. It's going to be blown and everybody like this morning, like, holy crap, what the what?
Awesome. Hey, congratulations, Tyler. That's a beautiful buck. I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
Oh, you are? Oh, wonderful. Say, tell you what. Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to tell this to everybody around the state and everywhere right now. And let this be a lesson to everybody, and not just everybody, but a lesson to the DNR. It doesn't matter if we're young or old, we can still hunt. It doesn't matter if we are young or old, anybody can hunt, no matter if they're young or old.
I agree. That's perfect.
That's awesome, Tyler. You, did you enjoy
it? Yeah, DNR. You hear me? Everybody hunting.
Hey, Tyler, can you tell Tom and Tim and everybody on the radio what you felt that morning? We climbed up into the tree stand, and then what happened?
Wait 1 second. I'll be on the speaker. Okay.
You can't hear that. Wait, just talk into the phone. Don't worry about listening to it.
Oops.
Are you on the phone, Tyler?
Yes, I'm on the phone. Is it okay?
You got to be on the phone. You can't listen to yourself on the radio.
Yeah, you have to.
I know.
There you go. You on the phone now?
Yeah.
Okay, now speak into the phone, and you'll hear everybody on the radio on the phone.
Okay. Everybody one at a time, okay?
Can you tell us about what happened that morning? You climbed up into the stand. Did the deer come by real early?
Now, everybody, please. One at a time, okay? So, let me explain about how I got this deer. If you be a little quiet, I'll tell you the story. Everybody ready to hear the story? I'll tell you the story about how I got my buck. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was easy. I was out there that one fine morning. It was a bit cloudy, but bright.
Tyler, you got to talk into the phone. Turn off the radio.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'll continue my story. It was a bright but cloudy morning. But it was a bright morning, all right, let me tell you. I was standing out there until suddenly I saw a deer. I saw a moon in the brush out in the field.
And then what happened? There's that pause.
Yeah. And then I was out in the morning in that field. Suddenly, I spotted a deer, and it came into view. It was a buck, a real one, just as my dad said. So I went ahead, got my gun, took sharp aim. But little did my dad know, I was at sharp aim and ready to shoot. And with sharp aim and my finger on the trigger, I had the buck in sight. And while my dad was asking questions, I had no time to answer them, because all I was focusing on was the trophy, game, and the fine antlers. I aimed, and then, when Dad was about to ask me another question, bang! Shot him! Muzzleloader, 50 caliber, Optima rifle.
Well, that was good.
CVA. You ever heard of that brand?
Oh, yeah.
Connecticut Valley Arms, Tyler.
That's what CVA stands for. So,
Telling me.
You are welcome.
So after that hunt, Tyler, I'm like really impressed with you. You, first of all, I want to tell everybody, you followed the safety rules. You didn't put your finger on the trigger or even cock it until you had it the deer in sight.
Exactly what I did.
That's right. You follow all the safety rules for hunting, and then you saw what was beyond, in front of and beyond your target. Then you pulled back the hammer, and then you sighted him in. Then you put your finger on the trigger. I watched all this as you did this, so you did really good on the safety. And then you took your time, you sighted him in, and you took your shot. And you didn't let me, thank goodness, distract you. And like I said earlier, I think I said earlier, you got him right through the lung, and you missed the heart by just about 3 or 4 inches. So at 60, I'm guessing 60 to 70 yards, that's a really good shot for the first time with a muzzle loader.
I know.
Good job.
Dad, I wish to say something to Mr. Mendendorf here.
I'm right here, Tyler.
All right, then, Mr. Mendendorf. Tom, I'm going to tell you something you won't even believe. I feel interested in joining the gun classes you were telling me about.
All right.
Perfect.
We've got some awesome stuff coming, Tyler. I will let your dad know so that we can get you signed up.
Oh, certainly. Now, even I'm a best sharpshooter in the range.
You are a sharpshooter.
You bet.
Keep in mind, be patient, because it takes a little time for all the classes to come around, okay?
All right, well, See you, Tom. Bye.
Hey,
thanks,
congratulations, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Say thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Ty.
Are you thinking about food plots? The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They carry over 40 different seeds for your wildlife food plots, plus many pre-mixed, pre-bagged food plot blends like G2, Northern Edge, and Tecomate, just to mention a few. The Farmers Co-op also has a full line of bagged fertilizers, including Triple 12 and 19, 624-24, potash, and urea for your food plot growing needs. Check out the Farmers Co-op for minerals and attractants, too. They've got Lucky Buck, BB2, Appalicious, and carrots and beets in season. They've got you covered for all your fall hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of products and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call at 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sink, God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on the Outdoor Show.
You're getting quicker.
We missed you, Tim. We missed you whistling to finish out Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, I've missed being here. You know, I fly out tomorrow morning, and I figured, hey.
Gone again.
I just wanted to be here, so I woke up early this morning, and I know I won't be around for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
So.
And then you show up, and sure enough, you're going to take all the credit for having Tyler be on the radio with us.
No.
That was the best ever.
That was the best ever, and Dennis, thank you. That was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for bringing him out. And
he's an awesome kid.
Oh, definitely.
He is.
Definitely.
He's going to be a good storyteller.
He needs to be a storyteller.
He is. You know, when he was first diagnosed, he was like 3 years old, and he had probably 15 words to his speech. So we took him to a speech therapist, and after a few weeks, we're hoping that he would just, like, all of a sudden turn on and start talking. But the speech therapist said, just give it time. It's going to take years. And then eventually you're going to be looking for the off button.
Yeah.
And it's
not
true.
Not with stories like that, though. No.
You're going to be looking for the off button.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome.
It is very awesome. I think that's so awesome that Tyler got that deer and the aspects of what happened that day, you know, and he notices all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Cloudy but bright.
Yep.
You know, and then the deer was in the brush, and then he had the deer in sight, and then Dad was trying to mess up the hunt,
yeah,
but he didn't have time to answer
those questions.
That's
definitely what I got, too.
It's been a couple times now that I'm sitting there, and we're looking in different directions, and he'll go, deer. And I'll go, where? And the deer will hear me and see me move, and we'll lose the deer because of me,
mm-hmm.
not Tyler. So,
No, that's great.
And Tyler, too, he's got, of course, as we get older, our eyesight goes, so he's got really good eyesight. And being autistic, he notices things that stand out. So
Get
way far away, he can see the deer moving, and
sweet.
I can't.
Because it's not part of what's supposed to happen. Something
that's
stands
right.
out, something mm-hmm. different.
Yep.
Kind of like when you're running, driving down the road, and you're looking off to the side. You know this, Tim.
That's my wife.
you're looking off to the side, driving down the road, you know, driving down the highway, and you're looking up in the trees. Well, you see brown all over the place because there's trees. Right?
Yes, yes.
But when you see that horizontal brown, all of a sudden you just cue right in on it.
Yep. You see, before I cue in, I lock them up. Think, how do I get to them now?
Tim's coming to a sideways sliding stop on the highway.
Duke's a Hazard style. I'm going after him.
Yeah, that hunt last weekend, it was Saturday morning. Tyler could see a buck in the brush, and I could not see it to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
But he could see it. He mm-hmm. picked it out, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's got really good eyesight.
You know, and I think Tyler's a great spokesperson.
Yes.
For people to understand that because somebody has a special need doesn't mean they can't do the things that everybody else does.
Exactly, Tom.
Yep.
There's just you have to take a different approach.
Yep.
If you take a different approach, you can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, it's a truly gratifying thing when you can make a connection with somebody that has a special need.
Mm-hmm.
That when you understand how it works, what that need is, and what's going on with it, don't get frustrated.
No.
You know, just work with it, and then when you truly understand what's going on and you're able to make that connection, the person that you're making the connection with will always remember and always try to follow through with what you've taught them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The gun safety part of it.
Yes.
That people all the time think, oh, well, we can just tell them these things and boom, it's done. No, you have to practice it. You have to do it. You have
the
to
routine. Go over it and over and over it.
Yep.
Get
actually, that's stuff. How I learned, too, you know.
Yeah, well,
all
just,
of us do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of us do. Yep. That's not just for Tyler or anybody else that's, special needs. That's for everyone. You have to actually do it. You have to follow through with it again and again and again. And then kids become very safe and capable of using firearms for sporting pursuits.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's just I just think it's so awesome how Tyler tells his stories. I love listening
that was cool.
to his stories.
Yeah.
So anyhow,
no, that's great.
And I was just telling Dennis also about that Chris Yetsky and I we're going to do a turkey call building activity where the kids that are involved are going to build their own turkey call, their own box call, over the course of the winter here, and we're going to teach them how to use them and the different calls that can be made with them and what they mean and how to use those different types of calling that you can use do on that turkey call. And we'll be done in April, the very first week in April, so that they can use it on very first turkey hunt. And we're going to do that over at Evergreen Ministries. We start this Wednesday, so you'll have to go on the web because I have absolutely no information. My computer crashed. I'm using paper today.
I was wondering.
To do all my reads. My computer, it crashed. I got a virus, and I'm having it taken care of because I don't want to lose all my stuff.
Yeah.
And anyhow, so I'm doing paper here. But if you look up Evergreen Ministries, you can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the web. Evergreen Ministries, it's in Hudsonville, 48th Avenue, Hudsonville. And
it's this Wednesday?
Starts this Wednesday, October 2.
Okay.
That we start putting it all together. We're going to, and it's the first Wednesday of every month, except January. Of course, Wednesday's January 1, okay. So it'll be January 8th for the January time. But if anybody's interested in getting a kid involved in doing that, give a call to Evergreen Ministries and see how you get hooked up. I think it's 4528 48th Avenue.
Right? I think you're right.
I think that's the address. But definitely contact Evergreen Ministries and find out how do we get hooked up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not running the program. We're just doing, Chris and I are doing just the turkey call portion
that's
of it. There's
awesome.
Other things going on as well.
That is so good, Tom.
So I think it'll be a lot of fun. We'll be able to build the turkey calls with the kids, and then they'll be able to test it out on their first turkey hunt. So, hey, we ought to get Jimmy to come do that. Kid with his brand new call.
I bet he would.
Yeah.
We're going to have to use your farm, though, Tim.
That's fine.
Nah, just the backyard. The backyard's good.
Yeah, we got him in the backyard.
The backyard's good for that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah, I just get so excited when hunting seasons begin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The kids get out and hunt. You know, I'm not a super big proponent of hunting this early and taking bucks because those are the bucks that haven't bred yet.
That's correct.
I'm not a big proponent of that, but it's an excellent weekend that the kids actually get an opportunity.
You know what I really like about it? A lot of other places, states, have their seasons late.
Their youth
yeah,
season? Okay.
Late. Illinois has it the last weekend of October. I like, and this is just me, and I don't mean to offend anybody,
but we're not trying to make a political statement.
Right, right.
Just
I'm just saying what I like about it is, especially with children, you can get them out there. It's not negative 10 degrees. They can enjoy the nice weather. And for me, the chances of seeing and being able to harvest an animal seems to me to be better, and I'm all for it. But I see all points of view that comes.
It's hard to take a youth out when it's super cold.
Yeah, when
you have to sit still and wait in a blind.
Yep.
They get cold. Their toes get cold.
Yep.
And then they say, "Well, I don't like this thing.
Yep.
This thing called hunting."
Yeah.
You know. Myself and my boys, we don't sit, so it's tough for us to do that. So we go rabbit hunting, squirrel hunting, grouse hunting.
Right.
that's what we enjoy. So you pick the pursuit that works well,
yep.
and it worked nice so my boys didn't have to freeze when they were little,
mm-hmm.
you know. But my sons and my daughter all sat with me in a blind at young ages, and they enjoyed the time.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't play out perfectly because they played cards mm-hmm. and they did other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's great.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yep.
And even with that, my friends and I, you know, they're all the kids going out on the youth hunt, well, it's warm, so you need a place to keep the deer cool
mm-hmm.
because we butcher our own.
Yep.
So we actually found a used walk-in cooler and so on that we picked up real cheap so we could put it up inside my buddy's barn
nice.
So we could put the deer in there to
yeah.
keep them perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
So
it's also nice, too, because of the fact that the kids are it's sectioned off for the youth that weekend. There's disabled vets.
Disabled vets, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little
and
different.
And it's also
early doe. Yep.
But there's less hunters out there.
Right? Yeah, it's called the Liberty Hunt this year, right?
Yes, it is.
The Liberty Hunt.
Okay.
Yeah, because the vets go, the disabled, the youth.
Yep.
The doe, early doe is not included in that Liberty Hunt. But
no,
early
but
doe
it's on the same season, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland and ask about the storage options at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. We don't have a lot of time because this is the last segment, but if somebody wants to call in and tell us about their experience over the weekend, that'd be great. But in the meantime, as I mentioned, it's warm out and tough place to put it. You can't put a deer anywhere.
That's
so
right.
So as a bunch of friends, we found a cheap walk-in cooler. It was something that was being destroyed, so it's not the most beautiful thing in the world.
No, but it works. But,
yeah, it works. That's the thing. And we actually had to use a different... We found an old unit that somebody wasn't using that was an AC unit, but because it'll cool such a larger area space, we can really drop the temperature down fast.
Yes.
And, of course, we had to experiment with it. We iced up the whole thing and when we first did it because we had it doing return air from the cold air that we were pumping in. Iced it all over. Oh, that's not going to work. So then we had to do outside air for our return air and then pump in just the air and pressurize it.
Mm-hmm.
And... Anyhow, we did that, and it's not like we want to run it all the time because it uses some juice.
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to try to keep your harvest cool until you can get to butchering. We butcher on our own, so that's why we had to have that. But other people do it differently. How about what happened for you, Dennis?
So here we are on the east side of Michigan up in the Thumb area, and Tyler gets his deer on Sunday morning, and I had called around the butchers in that area, but none of them were open Sunday morning. What I did next was I text Tom and asked him about Tim, who owns Sheldon Meats here in Zeeland. And he said, let me get a hold of Tim. He texts me back. He says, here's Tim's number. Just give him a call. Tim says he'll open up for you. So...
Careful, Dennis. People are going to be asking you for a phone number.
So I called Tim, explained to him that I was in the east side. I had a four-hour drive. I had the deer in the back of the van, and I had ice around it. And Tim says, what time do you think we're going to get here? So we arranged a time when I was going to arrive, and sure enough, man, he came and opened up the place for me and took the deer in and...
Well, you had to wait for just a minute, didn't you, or for just a little while, because you had to change the time so that Tim could get to church and then come back from church.
That's right. Actually, yeah, I was going to arrive about 5 o'clock, and Tim said, that's right when I'm going to church. So how about right after church? And I said, okay. So we got to actually come back into Zeeland, and we had an hour where we drove around and showed Tyler's friends. We just showed up at their house and said, hey, come look at Tyler's deer. Yeah. So they were all jazzed about that.
I don't want to give people the wrong idea. I don't think Tim wants to make that a regular practice.
That's right.
On Sunday. But because it was a special occasion, a situation that had occurred, Tim was willing to do that after church on Sunday evening and take Tyler's deer in so that it wouldn't spoil.
Yep.
That's just a testament to a guy like Tim.
Yes, yes.
Tim's as good as they come.
Yeah, and not only that, but I've only been hunting 4 years myself.
He only said that because they share the name.
We are pretty cool. We're both kind of a big deal.
But I've only been hunting myself about 4 years, and when I first got a doe over in this area, I went to Sheldon Meats, and I had never met Tim. I just took my deer there and had it processed, and they do really good processing, and they make really good jerky.
Oh, yeah.
So,
He's got an old Dutch recipe for dried beef, dried venison.
Is that right?
It's to die for.
Yeah.
He's really got
this hillbilly jerky that is just killer. It's so good. So I was hooked on Sheldon Meats even before, you know. I found out that I had Tim's number in my phone already. So when I called him, it came up, Sheldon Meats.
Nice.
It's a good thing. You know, you had his, okay. Well, I won't say all of that, but it's a good thing because if you had just called, he may have thought it was just somebody as a customer if you haven't been there on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And he might not have answered that. So we made sure that he was waiting for your phone.
Yes, yes, yep.
So, which is excellent. You know.
So he helped me out.
Yeah, he doesn't want to take phone calls all Sunday afternoon.
No, he does not. And I totally understand that, but he totally helped me out.
Yep.
So I was very appreciative of that. And I love Sheldon Meats. They're really good.
Sure. He butchers pretty much everything, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just sent a whole bunch of bear hunters to him as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And you sent the bear hunters?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I called him up and said, will you butcher bears? He says, got a couple in. I said, all right. So we kept sending them that way.
Nice.
But he just, even if you guys buy some pork, Tom and I know firsthand, make sure you get it to him. He makes some awesome stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've got
that's because Tim shot that, like, gigantic pig.
Huge, monstrous pig.
It was huge.
And
you could hide your whole family behind the pig.
Yeah. I've got pictures.
it was unbelievably monstrous. And our stack of meat there was incredible.
And I was concerned that it wouldn't taste good because of how big it was. And I've never had
lucky. That's really good.
Really good meat. But now, something else to remember, too.
Before you say that, that came from one of the places that you book hunts for, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
So
Hidden Horns Game Ranch.
If somebody wants to book a hunt
and wants to kill a pig,
store.
You bet. And something else that I was really impressed with, too, that he was able to be on the same page with me. My wife gets headaches, migraines from pork.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the way that it's been processed because of selling it in stores.
Yep.
Tim says that we can probably make that go away, and my wife doesn't get headaches from pork, so she can finally eat it. It's wonderful.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever he did in the process?
Yep. Maybe? How he processes it is just perfect.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And try the brats. I think he sells them down there, too.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Get down there and get yourself some of those bought. They're the best thing in the world.
We don't have to go back for a while, Tim. We have a lot.
I'm almost out.
Really?
Oh, man. We eat brats left and right.
Tim's the brat man. Anyway, thank you very much, Dennis,
hey,
for coming
you.
In.
Thank you, Tyler.
Make sure you tell Tyler thank you. And if he's listening, Tyler, thank you for calling in and telling your story.
Congrats.
We appreciate it. We will talk to you all again next week right here on The Outdoor Show.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Bettendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.